A South African Internet of Things solution provider called Beyond has recently entered into a long-term agreement with the United Nations Children's Fund, UNICEF, to supply its remote cold chain monitoring solution in support of UNICEF's global vaccination program. UNICEF is tasked with the job of distributing COVID-19 vaccines to 92 lower middle income countries, while also supporting the procurement program of 97 upper middle income and high income nations. Well, to tell us about how their solution will aid in this huge task, I'm joined on the line by Ian Lester. He's the CEO of Beyond. Thank you very much, Lester, for joining us. So UNICEF will have to partner with a number of role players, including manufacturers and logistics companies, among others, to help them get this massive job done. Just tell us about your partnership with them and what you guys are bringing to the party.
Sure. Thank you, Nompu. So our role as Beyond in this, as your earlier guest was talking about, you know, getting the vaccines into patients, is we really involved in the remote monitoring of the cold chain. And as the public have become more and more aware, is that vaccines, you know, in themselves are only part of the challenge, you know, getting vaccines into the supplier vaccines. But you know, part of that is to make sure that these vaccines are kept at the right temperature. Yeah, and we've seen the Pfizer's need to be kept at the sort of bulk stored at minus 70. But as these products move through the supply chain, it's very important that they stay within very specific temperature bands. And our technology monitors that cold chain to ensure that if the products get too hot or too cold, that the right people are alerted to make sure that these vaccines remain viable.
So how does the monitoring system work?
So we've basically got a little device. We call it an ice cube, which is a remote temperature monitoring device, which, you know, communicates via the cell phone networks. It then has a temperature probe that goes into either the walk-in cold rooms, the fridges, the freezers, you know, the warehouses, the trucks, even the cooler boxes. And in fact, you know, Vikas, you know, who you were speaking to earlier, we currently work very closely with UPD, which is part of the Clicks Group.
Yes.
More on the distribution side of the, you know, the supply chain. Yeah, and what this device does is it measures the temperature or records the temperature, and should the temperature get too hot or too cold, it uploads it via the cell phone networks, puts it onto our portal, and from there, our clients are able to monitor their cold chain in real time to ensure that as the product moves through the supply chain, that at all points in that supply chain, the temperature remains constant and within the correct band.
Excellent. So where have you started working in this area?
Well, funny enough, our, as much as the long-term agreement with UNICEF is a fairly new development, and that's really designed to streamline the procurement process to accelerate the rollout of this technology, because as we all know, the world is now dealing with a volume of product that it quite frankly has never had to even consider before as far as vaccine rollout is concerned. But to answer your question, yeah, we've been doing business with UNICEF and other NGOs for several years now. We're currently deployed in 76 countries. But the challenge for all of us is really how do we get all these vaccines all around the world, you know, throughout the planet, quite literally, and literally into the last mile, into the most remote clinics at the right temperature. So yeah, our arrangement with UNICEF is just to basically expand our existing footprint and grow this technology to make sure that the temperature remains within the correct band.
Yeah. So you've spoken about the complex challenges of storage and transportation of vaccines, emphasizing on the failure that can occur within the last mile, which you just referred to, of delivery, yes, where things like a lack of power, infrastructure, and the necessary skills can result in failed execution of delivery. And given that you've partnered with a company in San Francisco called Third Stone Design to work out a foolproof delivery system. Just tell us about that relationship and how you guys are working towards achieving that goal.
Fantastic. So Third Stone Design is a company based in San Francisco, and we've actually worked with them for several years. Our relationship goes back to the original Ebola outbreak. But the device that we've been working with Third Stone on is a device called the Stone Cold Solar or Stone Cold Systems Refrigerator, which is a portable vaccine refrigerator, which is a thermoelectric device. Which can hold up to 870 vaccines in a single load. And it's able to transport the vaccines in a highly portable package into that last mile while retaining the cold chain within that device on battery. And if you don't have, if you need to power that device, you have various options. So you can plug it into mains, or you could plug it into a vehicle cigarette lighter, or even a solar panel. And our relationship with Third Stone is our technology is embedded into the Stone Cold Systems refrigerator. And we're tracking that refrigerator, not only in terms of the temperature of the device, but also its location. And I think the relevance of the location is, you know, we're seeing more and more this problem of what they refer to as vaccine diversion. We saw an announcement today that I think in parts of Europe, there are now fake vaccines doing their rounds. So I think it's going to be critical to be able to track these assets physically in terms of their location, while at the same time solving the problem of the cold chain. So our relationship with Third Stone Design is really to address that last mile of the cold chain to make sure that we can track the temperature and the location of these assets in real time.
Mm, it is great, the kind of industry that you're working in, that you can work with companies or entrepreneurs in far-flung places just because of the nature of your work. And you talk about your relationship with UNICEF being a new one, obviously because the broad scale of delivering the vaccines around the world has only just recently started, and that's going to keep you busy. But how did they find you in the first place? Is your technology unique? I mean, are there other people that you compete with in this area?
I think we bring a couple of very unique aspects to this. You know, we've been at this, I can honestly say that we're the granddaddy in this space. You know, we actually started this back in 2003, before the acronym IoT or the Internet of Things was even available to us. Mm-hmm. You know, we've been doing this for almost two decades. The genesis of our technology goes back to our first relationship with the South African National Blood Service, who used and still use our technology to track the temperature of their blood bank fridges. So what makes us quite unique in this space is that not only do we track the temperature, but we also have the ability to remotely control refrigerators remotely. So instead of having to put a man in a van to drive into a remote place to actually adjust or work on a refrigerator, we can actually do that remotely from our platform and via the internet. And we also have some additional, you know, unique capabilities in terms of doing things like automatic freeze prevention, because what very few people realize is that, you know, we talk about ultra-low temperature for vaccine and vaccine storage, but even the Pfizer vaccine, once it's gone out of that minus 70 environment and it's been stored to a temperature that can be used in the human body, it may not be refrozen. So avoiding refreezing or accidental freezing is also critical. So we bring a couple of unique aspects to this as a business. And aside from that, I think the other advantage that we bring as a South African company, I think we truly understand the challenges associated with making technology work in places where power may not necessarily be reliable.
Exactly.
So some of the off-grid technologies that we have to be able to run this technology without a main power supply for extended periods of time, and in our case, the device will run for up to 5 years on a single battery without the need to recharge or replace that battery. So I think these unique understandings of the problem, being an African business and from this place, we understand this better than any of our competitors, we believe.
Great solution, but how expensive is it?
Well, yeah, I think to put it into context, so yeah, I think the reality is that nothing is for free. But when you dilute it down, if I just refer to the Stone Cold Solar, Stone Cold Systems refrigerator, we're looking at a cost per dose of about a rand. Now, when you think of 1 rand per dose, you know, that is less than 0.33% of the overall cost of the vaccine by the time it's actually gotten into a person's vein. So, you know, at 0.33% to ensure that the cold chain to make sure that product works, I think it's actually very affordable. And I think everybody that we've engaged with thus far is in agreement. So our model is really to say, well, how much cost do we add to a dose of a vaccine rather than looking at the cost of the technology? And our model is to make it affordable by really renting this technology as opposed to allowing or expecting our clients to purchase all of the infrastructure and equipment that is required to run a fleet like this.
Excellent. Ian, thank you very much for giving us some insights into this technology. That was Ian Lester. He's the CEO of Beyond.